You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, episode number 11. Today, I'm so excited to share with you the best advice that I've ever received and how to start living out a life that you're proud of, a life that actually reflects your priorities.
You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, where we understand that needing less helps us to be so much more. Entrepreneur and sustainability advocate, Meg Ross, will help you to break down how to create more space in your life. Get ready to hear from strong women who are redefining what living well looks like. If you've dreamed of being present, cutting the clutter, and putting an end to the busyness, this is the place to be. Here's your host, designer, motivator, and simplicity enthusiast, Meg Ross.
Hi, Simply listeners. I'm so excited that you decided to hop on to listen to this episode because today I'm going to dig deep into my intention and my purpose. And by the end of this episode, you may just have some tools for getting clear on your own. You might already know this, but in November 2017, my dad was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And I want to break down what terminal cancer really is, because it's not stage one or stage two or three. You can't just hop into the clinic for an operation and have the tumor removed. It's stage four. And terminal stage four cancer means that the cancer has spread to more than one organ. In my dad's case, it spread to his colon, liver, and his lungs. And he had a lot of tumors in each of these organs. Terminal stage 4 cancer means that the doctors tell you that with chemotherapy, you have 6 months to 2 years to live. And without it, you have less than 6 months. I'm not trying to undermine anybody's cancer story because the big scary C word is not an easy path to walk. No matter what stage you are, it's really a tough, tough path. But it's important to make the distinction that not every cancer diagnosis is a death sentence. But my dad's was. How my family and I responded to this news, this death sentence, changed how I live my own life forever. And I learned the most important things to me, and that was my health and my family's health. It wasn't all those other things that I was hustling for, really. So I decided to start changing my lifestyle to reflect what was important to me, my health and my family's health. And that looked like slowing down the pace of my own life so that I had some time to cook healthy meals, be with my family, exercise, read, meditate, create. And through the hardest year of my life, I began to start living a life that I loved, and I became proud of how I was living. I fell in love with every single day that I was able to live. Once I realized all the potential that slowing down and living simply created in my life, I wanted to help other women do this too. So I began to weave wellness into my brand, and I started creating tools like this podcast to lift up other women who wanted to live more intentionally themselves. It was only a couple months ago that I realized that although it was the cancer diagnosis that sparked my own simplicity journey, my parents had been leading by example for my whole life, especially my dad. My dad passed away on July 16th, my husband's birthday. Throughout this whole process, we have a lot of questions for God and his timing. My aunt said that in a way, it was like my dad and Joe now shared a birthday. Joe's into the world, and my dad's into heaven. But in this episode, I'm going to talk about the shining example that my dad left on this earth and how he lived a life that left such a great legacy. I decided that I would write his obituary, I guess mostly because I didn't trust anyone else. My mom helped me, and I want to share it all with you so that you can have just a small piece of the legacy that he left behind. Having a conversation with DJ was like speaking to your most trusted confidant, who could always make you laugh as well as give you honest advice. He was a captivating storyteller, loving provider, and a karaoke star who always had time for silliness. But most importantly, he was a caring husband, father, brother, and friend who will be greatly missed by those he left behind. DJ was born on May 2nd, 1967, to Adrian J. and Mary M. Flirsch in Owatonna, Minnesota. He was the youngest of four and got into plenty of mischief in his early years. He attended high school in Owatonna, where he played football, hockey, and golf. DJ graduated with a bachelor's degree in marketing from Winona State University, where he started dating the love of his life, my mom, Darcy Flirsch. After 6 years of dating, he asked her to marry him, and on April 24th, 1993, they were united as one. They moved to Rochester, Minnesota, where DJ worked in sales, and less than a year after their wedding, their first daughter, Meg, was born. She was followed by her sister, Anna, 2.5 years later, after the family moved to Eden Prairie, Minnesota. DJ was a patient man in a house of three women, but he did enjoy his guy time, which he spent hunting, fishing, and snowmobiling. He leaves behind a legacy of the simple man, who always valued honesty, hard work, and a good happy hour. He put the ones he loved before everything else, and in turn was loved and adored by so, so many. He was a brave, faithful, and loving until his last breath, and he will always be remembered for his unforgettable presence. So although I pride myself in wrapping up his life into those beautiful words, the way that he lived wasn't all that poetic. It was practical. And he was able to live a life that leaves behind so, so, so many people that loved him so much. But this wasn't by accident. It was by design. And he shared his secret with me, although when he shared this piece of advice with me, he wasn't trying to share the secret of how he lived such a wonderful life. He was trying to help me figure out how I was going to live my own. My dad knew what his priorities were, and he lived them out every single day. Did you catch that line? He put the ones he loved before everything else and is in turn adored and loved by so, so many? Because that's pretty important. My dad figured out what his priorities were, and he started to live out his life based on them. Instead of focusing on the size of his house or the size of his car, he put his energy not into his achievements and status, but instead took pride in the work that he did because he was very good at it. But he also never let his work get in the way of his life. I still remember clearly the morning last summer when I was living with my parents. I was in the middle of planning a wedding, my own, renovating our farm where we got married. I was long distance with my, at the time, fiancé, Joe. I was trying to make time for my friends. I was a seamstress with a 30-minute commute into the city. I was trying to get my wedding body. I was trying to make healthy meals for my family. I was trying to fix my dad's cancer. I was trying to spend so much time with him as I possibly could. And I was trying to get my business off the ground. And when it came out that this was all just absolutely overwhelming me and I wasn't making good decisions, I was trying to do so many things that I wasn't feeling prideful or like I was doing any of them well. And that's when my dad gave me the advice that changed my life. He said, "You have to figure out what your priorities are and start making your decisions about how you're spending your time based on those priorities." And it was like a light bulb went off. That made so much sense to me. And I couldn't believe that it wasn't just human common knowledge. But to some people, like my dad, it was. I had to figure out what really mattered to me so that I could actually focus on those things and do them well. So I sat down, I made my list of my top five priorities. And guess what? I'm going to share with you guys what I came up with. Number one was to be a good wife. Number two, lead a healthy lifestyle. Number three, support my friends and family. Number four, do meaningful work. Number five, lead a responsible lifestyle. And I felt proud of myself after I made that list. I worked hard on it, and I knew that these were things that I really valued in my life. And to be honest here, I felt like it was a big accomplishment in itself to be a 23-year-old who knew what you valued in life. And let me just point out here, your priorities can change. It's not like you set this list and it's in stone forever. they're ever evolving. But in that time in my life, and those are actually still my priorities today, it was a really comprehensive list of what I actually wanted in life. But just having this list of how I wanted to live my life was not going to change my life. I had to make some changes in how I was living out my everyday. A big example of what this looked like for me was quitting my sewing job. And I'm going to pause here to remind you all that, yes, I do understand that not everyone can just up and leave their jobs. But when I looked at how much time and energy I was putting into my commute and my job stress and all the things that went along with that job, it wasn't worth what I was giving up in my life. And it's not as easy as saying, I need to work so I can live, so I can afford my life, so I must continue working this job I hate. Once again, it all comes down to what your priorities are. If my priority was make a lot of money so I can have nice things, then the logical action would be to keep the job. If my priority was to have more time to spend with the people I love, perhaps I would rethink the job. Have 1,000,001 things on your plate and can't handle a stressful job where you aren't making that much money anyway? It was definitely time for me to leave that job. And to be quite honest, I loved my job as a seamstress. I loved my friends there. I loved the work I was doing. But ultimately, leaving there gave me more time to build my own brand, which was a huge priority for me. And it gave me more time to focus on the health of my family, which was also a big priority. So it was that hard decision. I didn't say it was going to be easy, but it was a big life-changing decision that I made based on my priorities. And it was the first step to a lot of other really positive changes. So I was able to connect my ideals with my daily decisions, although it's a process that looks different every single day. I have to wake up and make these choices every day. So don't think you're going to just sit down, do the work, and the rest will be easy. Because do you know what? It's a commitment. But I would have to say that it's worth it. So I'm going to help you break down how you can start living according to your priorities as well. The first step is pretty easy. You just have to start writing it down. Write down all the things that you value in your life, and then be really clear and really think about it until you can get a nice short list of 5 things that you really, really prioritize. You're going to have to be specific here. Yes, you could write down, be happy or live simply, but I think we all know that those are both pretty vague and hard to take action on. And this is all about making it happen. So be specific and be clear on the priorities that are actionable. For example, instead of making your priority be healthy, switch your mindset ever so slightly to healthy lifestyle. This is a pretty easy switch to make, but it can help you out big time when you actually go to the implementation stage of making this priority happen. So I already shared my top 5 with you. Now it's your turn. Take some time to think about it and then write it down. And you probably won't just sit down and bust out your top 5 priorities unless you've put a lot of thought into this already, which maybe you have, and for that I applaud you. But it might take some work, and you might think some things are important to you, but after reflection, they don't make the cut of the top 5 priorities. And your list can be as long as you like. It doesn't have to be 5. I found 5 to be large enough to fit in my most important priorities, but also small enough so that I was able to really focus on each one. So now that you've done step 1 and you have your list, it's time for step 2. And that is to define what living out your priorities looks like in your own life. It's easy to say things like, being a good wife is my number 1 priority. And it's a lot harder to start digging in and being honest about what that looks like in your life and what actions you have to start taking or continue taking. And this step will help you do that. Write down 3 things you can do that are in line with your priority. For example, if my priority is live a healthy lifestyle, then in this step, I'm going to break that down further into 3 ways that I can be healthy in my everyday life. For example, healthy lifestyle. Under that would be make healthy meals, exercise, be mindful. And you're going to need to keep breaking this down for some of these. Exercise is a pretty actionable thing. Make healthy meals, also fairly actionable. Be mindful, there's a little gray area there about what that actually looks like. So for me, I would keep breaking that step down until I actually had things I could do. So I would say for me, it would be things like be mindful would fall into pray, meditate, read. And suddenly I have all of these ways that I can be filling my time to serve my priorities. And we're just breezing right along. We're on to the third and final step of how to live out your priorities. And that is, my friends, to apply your priority lists to your decision making. So now it's time for the implementation phase. All that work we did before should help you out here. Sorting out your priorities helps you to make choices based on what you really want. For a while, like I mentioned, I was feeling spread so thin by all of the commitments that I had made to friends and family, and although I felt too busy, I would still feel bad if I missed out on something. FOMO, it's a real thing for this gal right here. But I wasn't really able to kick it until I knew what my priorities were and valued how I was spending my own time. So what that looked like for me was between spending time doing things that I really didn't want to do and spending energy worrying that I was missing out on something else, I just really wasn't being served. I wasn't using my time wisely, and I wasn't spending my energy well. The third priority on my list is to support my friends and family. And this helped me to realize that I didn't really want a jam-packed social calendar. I wanted a tribe of women and men, but let's be honest, mostly women, who support each other. And I have that. So cultivating those important relationships is my priority over being a part of every single thing that's going on in my friend groups. Having my priorities established has helped me to decide what things I say yes to and what things I say no to. So are you starting to see the magic here? Remember, this is all about looking inward. Now more than ever is the time to stay in your own lane. And don't worry what others expect of you or what your friends might be focusing on, because this is about you. You don't need a life crisis or a heart-shattering loss to make this change. In fact, I would argue that now, in the middle of the monotony rat race or less than perfect days, is the time to start looking at your priorities. One of my absolute favorite poems is Desiderata, and it reminds me so much of my dad. And this is a line that I absolutely love. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you from sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with such imaginings. Nurture strength of spirit. Friends, I'm removing the poetry here. What does that even mean? Nurture strength of spirit. I love the beautiful words. I love how they make me feel. But how do you do that? I found out that I could do that through knowing who I was and starting to lead a life that I was proud of, by digging in and doing the work to know what my priorities were and then living them out day after day, nurtured my strength of spirit. Because when shit hits the fan, and you know that it will, you know who you are and you know how you can come back from that. And you know how you can slowly and surely make your way back to a place of love. Let me just tell you, friends, you deserve a life that you're proud of. Do I sound like a motivational speaker yet? You just do. You absolutely do. And if you don't believe me, then listen to this next line of Desiderata that goes like this. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. Whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. If you are resonating at all with what I'm saying and want the full guide on how to start living according to your priorities, I've created a free download that you can find in the show notes for this episode at simplylivedinpodcast.com. Also, I never know how the response is going to be when I create episodes like this one, where I just go off script, share from my heart, and really go for it. So I really, really appreciate your feedback, which you can leave in the review section for the Simply Lived In podcast on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Lived In podcast. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at simplylivedinpodcast.com. If you love the show, please share with your friends. Help us to spread the power of simplicity. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep up your quest